So you have a book adaptation for me.
Yes, sir, I do. Are you familiar with It?
With what?
With It.
What's It, though?
The name of the book.
What is?
No, It is.
What?
It.
What is the name of the book?
It is the name of the book.
What is?
It.
You gotta help me out here, man.
Okay, there's a book.
Right.
There's a title written on the front of that book.
Of course.
That title...
Yes.
...is It.
Right.
You understand?
Yes.
You know what the title is now?
I do.
Tell me the title.
I don't know what the title is.
It's It. The book is called It.
Oh, It is the title.
Yes.
Why didn't you just say that?
I don't know.
This movie's gonna be hard for people to Google.
Oh yeah, probably.
So what is It about?
Well, It is a novel by Stephen King about a shape-shifting, interdimensional being in the late 1980s that terrorizes Derry, a town where every adult is, like, really, really creepy.
How does this thing terrorize the town?
He feasts on children and he feeds on their fear.
Ooh, scary.
Yeah, so most of the time he takes the form of a horrifying, monstrous clown called Pennywise and he lives in the sewer.
Why a clown?
It's just how he lures the children towards him, and then he turns into what they're really afraid of.
But you said he's a horrifying, monstrous clown.
Oh yeah, the kids are real scared of him.
So why is that his strategy to lure kids towards him?
What do you mean?
So he wants to lure kids towards him so he can shapeshift into whatever they're afraid of and then feed on their fear.
Yes.
So why does he take the form of a terrifying clown to lure them in?
I don't know.
Wouldn't it make a lot more sense to take the form of something they like to lure them in?
Probably, yeah.
Like, if he's in the sewers in the late 80s and he's trying to lure kids, why doesn't he take the form of, like, a Ninja Turtle?
Yeah, no, that would be smart of him. Anyway, he goes with Scary Murder Clown.
Okay.
So he's gonna murder a couple of kids right off the bat to get the movie rolling.
Oh, so he's, like, really doing this.
Oh, yeah. Then he's gonna set his sights on our main characters, a group of kids called the Losers Club.
What's he gonna do to them?
Well, one by one, he's gonna get them alone, and then he's gonna pop out and scare them.
Oh.
Yeah, give them a real good spook.
What does he do then?
What do you mean?
After he scares them, what happens?
That's about it.
Is it hard for the kids to get away?
Oh, no. Super easy. Barely an inconvenience.
Oh.
Yeah, in pretty much every instance, they'll just run away or even just leave the room.
Wow.
Mm-hmm.
How come it's super easy for them to escape but not the kids at the beginning?
Well, there is a reason for it in the book, but we're not gonna talk about it in the movie.
I feel like we should talk about it, though. What is it?
The kids are under the protection of a cosmic turtle god that vomited out the universe.
Yeah, maybe let's not talk about it in the movie.
Yeah, probably shouldn't.
Mm.
The book also explains that Pennywise likes to kind of marinate them in fear before eating them.
But we're not gonna explain that either?
We're not gonna explain that either.
So there's like some really important stuff to understand from the book that we're just not gonna mention.
I don't really think we need to, though.
Why is that?
Well, because it is based on a book. Anytime someone writes a comment online about something from the movie not making sense...
Oh, somebody who's read the book will jump in like, well, you should have read the book, idiot.
Exactly, so it's not really our responsibility to explain... anything, really.
Fair enough. So how does the movie end?
Well, Pennywise is gonna capture Beverly, the girl of the group. He's gonna bring her into the sewers, and then he's gonna turn into a big old toothy dolphin with lights in his throat.
Lights? What are the lights about?
Well, you should have read the book, idiot.
You got me.
So anyway, then all the kids defeat Pennywise by banding together and hitting him and not being afraid of him. And so he kinda goes away to wait for the sequel.
Well, it sounds like a pretty interesting concept, and we're-
And then the kids have an orgy.
Wait, what?
Well, the kids, they get lost on their way out of the sewers, so they, you know, take turns having sex with Beverly.
What are you talking about?
It's in the book.
There's no way that's in the book.
Swear to God, something about bringing the group together so they can remember how to leave.
Jesus!
You think I should leave that out of the movie?
Should you leave the child gangbang out of the movie? Yeah, probably.
Alright, I'll cut it out.
Thank you.
But what do you think about the rest of the concept?
Well, it sounds like a pretty straightforward horror movie, I guess.
Yeah.
I mean, we'll put it together, we'll give it a shot, hopefully make a couple of bucks.
Not like an Oscar hopeful for Warner Bros. Is what you're saying?
2017 will have been a sad year for movies if we submit a murder clown film to the Academy. Hey guys, Ryan here. Thanks for watching that pitch meeting. There's a lot more where that came from, so be sure to check out some other videos in the playlist. And let me know in the comment section what other movies or TV shows I should do. You can also subscribe to the channel and check out ScreenRant.com for all the latest movie and TV news. Thanks for watching. We'll see you next time.